Refugees refuse to resettle in U.S. after learning they will have to work, will not receive welfare. By John Binder on November 8, 2018. About 71 so-called refugees from the Middle East living in Australia have refused to be resettled in the United States after learning they will have to work and will not receive taxpayer-funded welfare. Former President Obama signed the Australian-U.S. refugee deal during his last months in office, promising to take 1,250 Middle Eastern refugees off Australia's hands. The refugees, who are mostly adult, single males with mental health issues, were being held in detention centers on Manus Island and Nauru Island in Australia. Despite Trump's original statement calling the deal dumb, the president has broken his commitment and has allowed the Middle Eastern nationals to be resettled across the country. A new report claims that 71 of the so-called refugees have refused to be resettled in the U.S. after they were told that they would have to work and not be eligible for taxpayer-funded public benefits and welfare. People who have refused to take a place in the U.S. are not genuine, Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told the Daily Telegraph. Reports have come back to people on Nauru. It's all a bit financially tight there because you have to get a job and there's no welfare there, Dutton said. As Breitbart News has chronicled, nearly 60 Pakistani and Afghan nationals from Australia were resettled in the U.S. in February. Before that resettlement, about 54 Middle Easterners have resettled in the country thanks to the Australia-U.S. deal. As Breitbart News reported, the Australian refugee facilities from which the 1,250 foreign nationals are arriving have a history of rape accusations, pedophilia, and violent riots. In January 2017, a refugee from Sri Lanka living in the detention centers raped an 18-year-old high school student multiple times after taking her to a nearby hotel, according to Loop. The girl tried to run away to a relative's home, but suffered so much blood loss from the brutal rape that she eventually fainted. In another case in March 2017, law enforcement officials confirmed that a 28-year-old Pakistani from the detention center had been charged with raping a 10-year-old girl, The Guardian reported. Just a month later, refugees from the detention center were accused of trying to lure a 5-year-old boy into the facility, causing an uproar in the local community about the danger which the foreign nationals had become to children, as News Corp Australia Network reported. This was not the first time the refugees rioted and became violent at the detention centers. Back in 2014, the Manus Island refugees led a riot that left one dead and another 60 injured, as ABC News reported at the time. An independent report that investigated the refugees' riots found that the destruction occurred after the groups of mostly Middle Eastern men were angered over their detention, despite being warned not to enter Australia illegally. They began on Sunday, February 16, when asylum seekers were given answers to their questions about how soon their claims would be processed, and where they would be resettled if deemed refugees. The transferees' frustration and anger following that meeting resulted in disruption and violence in Oscar compound that evening and noisy protests, the report said. That night, about 35 asylum seekers tried to escape from the Oscar compound when the gates were opened for dinner delivery, but were caught by guards. On Nauru Island, about 125 refugees went as far as to burn down the majority of the detention center where they were being housed by the Australian government, as The Guardian reported at the time. In this incident, the refugees started a fire that caused $55 million worth of damage, destroying medical centers and accommodation blocks after attempting to break out of the detention center. The majority were from Iran, Palestine, Iraq, and Lebanon. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.